Welcome in to the Phils in 5 podcast. I'm your host, Bretzky. It is Wednesday, August 24th, 2022. A visit from the Cincinnati Reds is just what the Phils needed to shake off a tough weekend against the Mets. After winning the series opener Monday evening, the Phillies bullpen down a few of their top arms blew what looked to be a short win on Tuesday, but that didn't stop the Phillies' daycare combo of Bryson Stott and Nick Maton from propelling the team to a dramatic 7-6 walk-off win Tuesday evening. So let's ring the bell. And we'll recap the games. Tuesday looked to be a pitcher's duel early on, with Nick Lodolo and Ranger Suarez trading zeros for the first five innings. Both ran into trouble in the sixth, with Ranger allowing three runs in the top of the frame, ending his day after 5 2/3. He struck out six, but allowed six hits and four walks on the day. Not great command for Ranger. The Phillies did rally back with four in the bottom of the frame, knocking Lodolo out of the game. Alec Bohm, JT Romito, and Nick Castellanos followed an Edmundo Sosa leadoff double to rally the Phillies to a lead. The Phillies then tacked on another to get a 5-3 lead before Brad Hand gave it all back in the top of the ninth, and that would set up the walk-off win. Jean Segura, bottom of the ninth, walked to lead it off. Bryson Stott nearly ended it with a pinch hit double off the top of the wall. Just barely stayed in the park, but it would tie the game. Stott ends up on third on that play. Two batters later, Nick Maton sent the fans home happy. Lined a ball into right field. Gutty win for the Phils. But wow, this bullpen is falling apart. Something to monitor. Something we've been used to over the past couple years. We really are struggling a bit in that regard. Sir Anthony Dominguez, please get back soon. Monday, the Phils rode an excellent start from Noah Syndergaard to a win. Thor tossed seven innings, one run ball, notching just a single strikeout. But he also allowed just one hit and three hits and one walk. So did not allow too much traffic on the base paths. That'll work. Nick Castellanos, Bryson Stott both homered. Sam Coonrod and Andrew Bilotti were able to get the job done with scoreless eighth and ninth, respectively, while the rest of the bullpen got some badly needed rest. Castellanos continues to come around at the dish with hits on both Monday and Tuesday evening. He has a 13-game hitting streak, and over the past calendar month is batting .336 with a .370 on base and a .496 slug, quietly coming around to the consistent and steady bat that was brought in over the offseason. All right, quick look around the NL East. The Braves took their first two games against Pittsburgh as they continue to surge. The Nationals lost to Seattle on Tuesday. The Marlins won a pair against Oakland Monday and Tuesday evening. And then the Mets dropped two straight 4-2 games to the Yankees. And just like that, we said the Braves won twice this week. The Braves are now just two games out of first place in the NL East. The Phillies still 10 back. They are done in the division, but these top two teams could be jockeying all September to see who's going to come out on top and likely going to get a bye in that first round of the playoffs. So the NL East division is a very important thing for those top two teams, and they're going to be chasing that bye down. All right, our key question of the day. Where is the ceiling for Bryson Stott? Have to admit, I did not expect this kind of offense this quickly, if ever, from Bryson. He was regarded as generally a top 70 prospect in the league, but it wasn't because of his massive hit tool. It was basically just because he was an all-around decent player, and now all of a sudden he's coming into his own at the dish. We learned from Inquirer reporter Alex Coffey over the past week that Jean Segura was perhaps the key to help guide Stott into using his two-strike strideless approach all the time, and it has worked marvels in Stott's game. He's slashing an amazing .305, .341 with .492 slug over his past 35 games and batting .329 in the month of August while continuing to provide solid defense. He's taken over the everyday role at shortstop, and it looks like the Phillies are set at least one of the middle infield positions for the foreseeable future. Really nice work from Bryson Stott. Love to see this guy blossoming up next. We've got two more with the Reds, so hopefully continue to just beat up on this poor team, and it is going to continue with a little bit of a variation from the rotation that we had laid out the other day. We are going to insert Christopher Sanchez on Wednesday, and this is designed just to give all the Philly starters a little bit more rest in the coming days. And so you're going to bump everybody back. We're going to have on Wednesday Christopher Sanchez take the mound over TJ Zouk. Never really heard of this guy. He's just making his third start for the Reds. He's allowed 17 hits and 12 runs in just 8 innings so far this year. So, yikes, this should be a good one for the Phillies offense. And then on Thursday, we have Aaron Nola versus Justin Dunn. Dunn has also been limited in time this season, making just his fourth start of the year. He's allowed 5 runs and 13 innings of work with 10 strikeouts and 8 walks. So, a bit of command issues for Dunn, and hopefully the Phillies will be able to take advantage there. All right, our final thought of the day. Of course, we saved the absolute best news for last today on the show, and this is where we discuss a pair of Phillies wins, but it was a pair of minor league home runs that caught our eye on Monday evening. That's right, the reigning NL MVP Bryce Harper began his rehab assignment last night for Lehigh Valley, the Iron Pigs, and he quickly made a case for getting his bat back into the lineup in Philly. Harper homered twice, also walked twice, looked every bit ready to get back into taking his hacks at the major league level. While Harper did note after the appearance that he won't return to playing the outfield this season, it will be absolutely great to get his bat back in the lineup. How soon, you ask? Well, maybe it'll be on Monday, but there was a little hint out there that just maybe it could be as soon as Friday. Hey, Phils, how about today? Let's get Bryce back in the lineup today. All right, that's all the time we got for you on the Phils in 5 podcast. We got 2 more against the Reds, then we'll be looking at Pittsburgh later in the week. We'll be back with you on Friday. Go, Phils. Come on back, Bryce.